With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Damn right.
What do we build it on?
On a genre. Yeah. Here we go. Right. So Donald Trump, he's just won. He's in his bedroom. Melania comes in, dims the lights. Yeah, dims the lights.
Hey, morning, Mr. President.
He starts miming. Yeah, Melania's dancing too.
Got the hairdryer on.
Yep.
Singing into a hairbrush.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
One suspender on.
His comb over's gone all over the ruddy place. It doesn't matter.
Two suspenders on.
There's like a footman watching, but he doesn't say anything.
He grabs a tie, the length of two ties.
Yep. And at right this moment, just at this moment, he flops his cock out. He's dancing. Yep. But he doesn't care.
Melania, put another line on your cleavage.
Right. He bangs the Viagra. Here we go.
Dab some orange paste on his face.
Everyone's crying. Everyone's
Meanwhile, there's just
crying.
A guy outside the door in the White House. A Secret Service guy. Just crying.
Wondering where it all went wrong.
And we cut back to his room. Bubble bath.
Bubble bath.
He's in a bubble bath.
Yeah. Smash cut to the bubble bath.
Blowing bubbles out of his hand.
Yeah. Where'd he get the bubbles from? Who knows?
I'm the president, Melania.
Yep. Absolutely.
He's definitely had sex with this song.
I think so.
Trump has definitely
back in the
to this
back
song.
In the he's well I was gonna say his pomp.
But he's think, no, he's I just think, he's entering his pomp, man.
But I think his maybe his sexual pomp. I'm worried about him being president because
he is 70. You know, he's 48, 58, 60, 22 years older than Obama was when Obama won.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Right. Yeah, hopefully some kind of medical event will intervene and dispatch him.
He looks like he's in good health.
I think he's got the best doctors. I got the best doctors.
It's such a cliche to talk about it this week, but fucking hell.
Let's get out of the way.
What an odd world to live in.
Mm-hmm.
That the president was in Home Alone.
Lost
in New York.
He was in loads of films, actually.
Down the hall and to your left.
Yeah. I think apparently he wrote that in, like, when he was approached for money, like, producers were approaching for money for films. He'd say, as long as I'm in it, I get one line, I get to say my name.
I think it doesn't he own the Plaza?
That was probably a clause. Yeah, it was. That's right. It's a condition. It was a condition of everything. If they want to shoot a film on any of his properties or near them.
If you were Trump, what's on Trump's sex playlist? And I mean his sex playlist now, like the night that he won.
Yeah.
You know they played My Way.
Right.
The Sinatra.
Legally,
it wasn't. It's not Sinatra didn't write My Way. He sang My Way.
Oh.
So they probably wanted clearance to play Sinatra's My Way.
Oh.
And I think the estate probably said no. Like Nancy Sinatra has been very vocal in saying like my dad was really pro equal rights and pro like race relations and so there's no way he would endorse Trump. So to use his music as my dad's music is bang out of order. But by getting some weird karaoke guy to sing My Way at his inauguration, they bypassed any sort of potential lawsuit.
Why? Because it didn't bear any resemblance to it?
Because it's not Sinatra's song. Everyone associates it with Frank, but he didn't write it.
Why are you calling him Frank like you know him?
Because I feel like after all these years...
Yeah, Frank. Yeah.
Mate, once you've listened to Summer Wind
yeah,
and you've loved and you've lost like Frank has, right. I feel like I know him.
Are you one of these pricks who, you know, you call people by their first name, like, far too soon? So, like, if you met, particularly if you meet a famous person, like, if you met David Schwimmer.
Hey, David.
Hey, David. Bye, David.
No, but I am one of these people that when I'm presenting an opinion to someone,
right,
I say their name so it sounds more like a fact.
Oh, I see.
Hey, listen, the thing you need to understand,
that's a Trump tactic, isn't it?
The thing you need to understand, David.
And you're just touching my shoulder.
Yeah. No, I touch the underarm.
Well, the bingo wing.
Yeah, that's a good place to hold someone when you want to be gently patronizing.
Yeah, you just gently. Well, listen, also it's like controlling. Yeah, you know? The occasional touch on the, you touch the knee.
Power touch. The thing the you need to understand.
The power
him.
Touch. That's what it's called. But Trump doesn't do power touch. It does the power fuck.
What's on his sex playlist?
Well,
I think we built this city.
Starship. We built this city on rock and roll. Yeah. Definitely.
I think he might have. Oh my God! Yeah, this song. Hang on, wait. This sounds like we've staged this, but we haven't. This
what?
Is genuinely... This is a song that I'm obsessed with.
Right.
This is the most cocaine song.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
If I just won the election, I'd be listening to this song. Yeah. Wait for it.
Right.
Section 2.
That's good. Do you want to imagine him doing to this? Him smashing apart a massive piñata, a Mexican falling out of it, and then him beating the Mexican to death. As a statement. And he does it in front of the Lincoln Memorial as well. Do you know what he could do? Like, if he killed a Mexican in front of the Lincoln Memorial, he'd probably just say it was all a lie. And that the pictures were made up. And probably people would go, yeah.
Here we go, that's section 2. He's doing, like, the Grease Lightning dance.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Pointing his fingers away, moving his arm around.
Yeah. Pumping the air with his fist. Yeah.
Melania's... Is that his wife or Ivanka? Just wearing the most
Melania.
80s thong and high heels.
Yeah, you know? He's doing the overbite.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless him.
Wait for it. Do all another right. line. Get ready for the chorus.
Yeah.
Minor key.
What's Bannon from Breitbart News doing?
Here we go. Major key.
He's probably doing the salute. Right. Right. And
this song is insane.
Then he
this
gets pissed
most-
on.
It's just the most cocaine song of all time. I think he probably has the final countdown, but the band's called Europe, so maybe on...
I think in a...
On principle, yeah, he doesn't have that song in it.
In a nuclear crisis, I think he'll have the final countdown before he...
He's definitely got...
Before the birds fly the nest.
He's definitely got total eclipse of the heart. Like, I imagine when Trump's presented with a difficult situation now and he's looking out the window of the White House,
I reckon he's
probably got, turn around, you know?
Because he's got a heart.
Mr. Trump, we need a decision. Mr. President, we need to make a decision on whether we're going to launch the missiles. And he goes, just give me a moment, Dave. And then it just goes, and I need an out of light. Ba-da-boom. Okay, bomb them.
Just after all that. So it's a song he uses to convince people he has a heart, when in fact he doesn't.
Yeah.
So he just punctuates tricky emotional moments. So whenever he goes to like some kind of forum on climate change, he'll just play that and then just go, no, I don't believe in it.
Do you think like...
Sugar the pill.
The level of, like, how bad the performance were at the inauguration.
What, the concert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he had three doors down.
What? Who are three doors down?
Exactly. In the wake of mid-90s singer-songwriter band, like Hysteria, like Counting Crows and all that stuff, three doors down were, like, the band that had a hit, but then that was it.
Oh, right, One Hit Wonders then.
Well, no, they weren't one-hit wonders. They had a bunch of albums and they kept going. Somehow they managed to sort of stay in a major label record deal.
Right.
They seem like the kind of band now that probably do Kickstarters to fund their new records, even though they're all about 50.
Right, okay.
But it, like, it does say, like, it is mind-blowing that that's the only band that would perform his inauguration.
Yeah.
Because there are loads of bands that need press. There are loads.
Yeah,
There's many bands that need publicity.
Well, he was kind of career kryptonite anyway. isn't he? Like, if you play that, people go...
Yeah, but what level of not giving a fuck do you have to be at to go, you know what, I think we'll perform at this man's inauguration.
Also, it's pretty cold. Were they performing outside, or was it the ball?
It was outside, yeah.
Always outside.
Behind pretty... many sheaths of bulletproof glass. Yeah.
it's pretty nippy. You're out there. And then only, you know, it's a bad gig, but not many people showed up.
Yeah.
Which is a cause of a lot of debate.
Well, they said that that the images were a lie.
Yeah.
This seems like a strategy. It seems like a press strategy that Trump has. It's like, let's just say the press is lying.
Yeah, you're lying.
And lies. If we make everyone think that they're not sure what to think, then we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Uh-huh. Is there a word for that? Like, it's some kind of psychological tactic?
Well, you kind of create dissonance. You know what I mean? You create a dissonance, and then you kind of can do whatever you want.
If you just... Well, basically, if you can confuse people to the point...
Yeah, cognitive dissonance.
And also, it's very like... Have you seen Donald Trump's press secretary? He's the man that stands there, and he's got these googly eyes. His name is Spicer, or Spitzer.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay. He's got a tough job.
It was a lie. There was more people at this inauguration than any inauguration ever. Like, and he basically, and he, in, it's a, it, that is in itself is a tactic, having this little short dwarf nerd with a side parting and eyes that look like they're about to pop, is like, that in itself is a tactic, so that he can deliver whatever news they want, and everyone would just go, ha-ha. Like, and it became a meme. Like, the guy went on telly yesterday and was like, Trump, you know, loads of people were there. It's because we had white floors that it looked like there was less people.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, actually, if you watch the time lapse, there is just less people.
There's
just
no
but, we all fell into the trap of laughing at the guy rather than actually listening to what he was saying, going, no, that's bullshit, shut up.
I just love the tactic. It's so balls out, isn't it? Even in the campaign, they just lie. We won't get elected, but we'll have a hundred. Oh, we're in. Lie more. Like, that worked.
Yeah, but
let's tell big lies.
But by Trump's by the sort of the way that he's going about presenting his news and his facts, and having like this troll man go out in a suit that's way too big for him. He's about 4'2". This guy can barely see over the podium.
Right,
and for him to go, you know, this is not the way it happened. And so, which will make everyone go, oh, this is crazy. Like, let's laugh at this guy. And then we stop listening to what he's actually telling us.
Mm-hmm.
But by that, the way that will extrapolate. Right, the way that will build is that pretty soon we'll get used to this weird little troll guy secretary that he's given the job to, and we'll go, we'll stop laughing at him, and we'll say, actually, what you're saying is bollocks.
Right.
And then Trump will have to get a new press secretary who's even more ridiculous, so that we stop listening to what that press secretary says, and we laugh at him, and we make him a Twitter meme, and we start joking about him to distract us from what he's saying.
Yeah.
So by that logic, in 4 years, it's going to be like a man in a dinosaur suit. Because he's set the bar high with his press secretary, Spicer. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
So, yeah, progressively, the evolution is, you know, ironically a dinosaur.
Yeah, next time we'll go, backwards. Okay, now go out. He goes, look, people are actually listening to what you're saying now rather than laughing at you. Go out in a clown suit.
Go in a clown suit.
But Mr. President, I said wear a clown suit.
Wear it.
Yeah. I hear your daughter's turning 19, so maybe she'd like to visit me in the Oval Office. Yeah. Put on the clown suit, Jack.
But by that point, he's collected all that kind of Secret Service, you know, electronic footprint, blackmailable shit on everybody. So, like, he can just send anyone out anywhere wearing whatever the shit he wants. Anyway, we haven't said hello.
Hello, and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 25th of January, in the year 2017.
Welcome.
Did you go to the Women's March?
I didn't. I know people who did go there.
I feel very guilty for not going to it.
It seemed like a good thing to go to.
I was going
to
go, but I fell asleep.
I know. I was going to go.
We should have gone.
We should have. Yeah. But a lot of people did go.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
We did not.
But we didn't. And let it forever be
because
marked in history.
Bad people.
Yeah.
And especially for me, like, I'm constantly going on about how protest isn't protest if you can do it on Facebook. Like, if you can just click an online petition.
Exactly.
I'm always bitching about it.
These guys showed up.
That's not protest. This, you have to take to the streets. And then everyone took to the streets.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I couldn't think of a funny sign to write.
Yeah.
How does it, in this day and age, instill change?
Well, it's kind of, it's hard to see.
Okay.
It's hard to see. Like, I think non-violent protest is always... You know, it's far more by degrees. But I think with regard to this, I think it's great that people got it out, because the first step is to be visual and to kind of go and to represent yourself and to go, no, this isn't okay. A lot of people did around many, many countries around the world. It's very good. So, yeah, I think that's part of a very healthy thing to do, isn't it?
I completely agree. I feel silly for not going. But yeah. Will there be another one?
There will be more. Okay. There will be more as we go on, as we decline. And by decline, I mean humanity. As things come to a pretty pass and a robot takes your job.
Yeah.
And then, how would you feel if a robot took your job? What if you're like a robot?
What's my job? Exactly. What, I just started playing on stage to four people a night.
Yeah, yeah. What if a robot kind of, like your manager came up to you and went, Josh, I want you to meet Jeff.
Hyper Josh 2.0.
I mean, I want you to meet Jeff Wheeler 2000.
Yeah.
And Jeff...
Why is he Jeff Wheeler?
Jeff, because they kind of make it sound kind of like your name.
Well, couldn't it just be Josh Wheeler?
Okay, Josh Wheeler 2000 comes in and he doesn't walk very well, but he looks exactly like you. But you know,
like Bill and Ted.
Yeah, yeah. It's clearly a robot though, and he has that your hair. And he goes, pleasure to meet you. And you go, right.
Why is he American?
I don't know. They haven't fixed the technology yet. Pleasure to meet you, Josh. Nice to meet you too, Josh Wheeler. And he goes, are we going to rehearse now? And your manager goes, listen, I've got to tell you something. Takes you aside for a drink. Goes, this guy, we're going to audition him now. If he nails it, you're out.
We taught this robot how to play three chords fast in a similar order.
Yeah, yeah.
And chords. He's totally qualified to do what you want to do now.
And he does the audition. Fucking nails it.
He's already been offered a record deal. Where's yours? Where's yours, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, would you then set about destroying your robot, your replicant?
Well,
or would you take to the streets? What would happen?
Do people know that it's robot me, or will they be none the wiser?
They'll realise quite quickly, but then they'll realise it's better than you, and then just go, I can see how this works. This is good.
I think if they didn't know,
right,
there'd be more of a case for me just stepping away,
right,
and just do I get a cut of the money?
No, you get nothing.
Oh,
you've been replaced
by a
you've been emasculated and replaced and made obsolete.
I mean, isn't this like basically what happens in most factories now?
Yeah, what
is they go? Well, men build cars and women build cars, but now robots build cars, so buy men and women.
Yeah,
isn't this what Trump's doing? He's bringing work back to American soil. American people, American lives, and American factories.
Right.
Isn't that essentially what Donald is up to?
Oh, yeah, that's what he's saying.
He's getting rid of all the computers and the tech and the fact.
Rid of the computers.
Well, he's getting rid of all the robots.
What robots?
All the robots that build stuff so people lose jobs.
Getting rid of the robots?
Yeah. You know, like how car factories are like those little... They drill... He's getting all of them pushed out so people can come in and have work.
Oh, so a massive fleet of people will make a massive fleet of shit cars.
Yeah.
Less good
than
robots.
But that's what he wants to do, right?
I don't think that's exactly what he wants to do.
No, I think that's exactly...
I think he wants to fucking...
I think I've nailed that.
Yeah, all right, okay.
What would I do? No, I would get... Mate, I would just pour water on the robot because, and then that's
solved.
It. That's how you solve any problem with technology.
You sneak into the dressing room, just like take his battery out.
This is we haven't come that far. Like you just unplug it or cover it or piss on it.
Right, right.
You know,
but before that, like, what if the night before you did that, you had a real heart to heart with him, which really surprised you? And he went, I don't know if you know this, but I have free will and free thoughts, and I don't know what I'm doing. What is love? And you have to decide whether or not to kill him.
Josh, what does it feel like to be kissed?
Yeah, what is it? What is
Will
love?
You kiss me, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, so you do have a
kiss me.
That's the dilemma.
Kiss me.
Do you kill you?
Kiss me. Stop it. Kiss me.
Right. And you'd make him jerk you off as the final ignominy.
Yeah, well, if he can play guitar that fast, he can definitely give me a robot ham shandy.
Good, so you'd sexually take advantage of and kill your robot replicant. That's all I was after.
Yeah, right. but for the sake of mankind.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Of course, there's an ability in that hand job. Good. As long as we've established that.
What else happened this week?
What? I mean, right.
Well,
it's been a total eclipse of the Trump, so yeah. I don't know what to say. What else is there?
I liked Michelle Obama during the inauguration.
Yeah.
She was the only one who walked in there and just was like, you know what? This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of zero fucks given.
Yeah, this is nonsense. What am I meant to do with this fucking box of Tiffany shit, Melania? Idiot.
Yeah, yeah. You see Clinton at the inauguration as well. Everyone was like, it was like they were going at a funeral.
I liked George Bush trying to put on the rain mac.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that little... You know they give you those, like, carrier bag raincoats?
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
are they called?
I know, yeah, yeah.
You know? And, but there's Bush trying to put one on and he can't, so he's just laughing with it, like, half on him. It's a great, great photograph. But, yeah, I thought Michelle was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, just that look. Like, she was in the office looking at the camera, you know?
Just like,
Yeah, good.
Just like she'd had a shot of vinegar. You know what I mean? It's like, this doesn't taste good.
It's got to be weird, like, moving out of a house knowing that a dickhead's moving in.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd write stuff in places, leave notes for them to find just to fuck with them?
Like what?
Like, if I was one of Obama's kids and I was moving out of my bedroom and I knew that someone was moving in who everyone didn't like.
You'd do a shit.
I'd just leave notes.
Not a shit. You
no, I'd leave, you know, like that film where, is it called P.S. I Love You, where the husband dies and he just leaves these notes, like a trail of notes for his wife.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a saccharine film. Really?
But, well, yeah, and it's like, so she can go, rather than get on with her life and move, get over him and move forwards, she keeps finding these notes. She's like, oh, wow, I have to go to this fucking tree. All right, so she goes to the tree, and she's like, what is it if it's marble, but it isn't, and then it's poplar, and she has to figure out the code, and she goes, oh, I get it, it's in this lamppost, and she opens the lamppost, she finds another letter going, hey, I still love you, now go to this boat, and then, like, right. You know, she has to, like, follow this trail.
Right, okay.
I would do something like that.
Quite elaborate.
Yeah, I'd do something like that. Just say, like, the treasure is hidden. The national treasure is hidden at these coordinates. And then when they get there, find another note that says, the truth about UFOs is here.
Well, it's not going to be him, though, that does it. He's just going to get a Secret Service guy. He goes, listen, some mental has left secret notes around the White House because you just followed the trail. And he's like, this is bullshit. This is not what I trained for. And he's like, he spends months doing it. It puts pressure on his marriage. He breaks up with his wife. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't see the kids anymore.
Do you know what
because
I think?
Of these
Do you think,
fucking notes.
I think all of Trump's underwear are stars and stripes.
Yeah, I can
all
see
boxes.
I can see that.
All stars and stripes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
With USA over the arse.
Right. What else?
What else happened this week? I mean, this is totally off topic, but I watched a movie this week.
Oh, yeah?
Called Jurassic World. Have you heard of it?
I think so. Has it got dinosaurs in it?
Yeah, so basically, in the 90s, there was Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And then there was Jurassic Park 2, T-Rex Goes to New York. Yeah, or something,
yeah.
It was, I can't remember what it was
called.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And where they basically, it's basically King Kong.
Right.
Where they get the T-Rex and
really?
they put it in a boat and they take it to New York and it breaks out and starts killing. It's terrible.
It starts eating.
It stars Vince Vaughn and Jeff Goldblum.
Right.
It's shockingly bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did Jurassic Park 3. Mm-hmm. Which didn't do that well. And then they went...
They're still stuck at it, though. That's a great thing.
Yeah, they went, we need to reboot this franchise.
Well, they must have been making money if they kept going.
And then they made Jurassic World recently. Right. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen any of the Jurassic Parks. I'm not interested in
You haven't either. Seen Jurassic Park?
I saw the original.
What do you think of it?
I thought at the time it was great. But it was very much... At the time, it was very much you had special effects films. And that was when special... Remember when Terminator 2 came out?
No.
Everyone was well, you're probably... I don't know how old you were, but like everyone was like, wow, this is amazing, the computer technology. And then you got like, I mean, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, and then you watch it now and you're like, that looks like a screensaver.
Exactly. Like, what was that fucking film, Avatar, right? The only reason people watched it is because it had that 3D technology. But it's shit.
Yeah.
It's profound. What's it about?
That movie is Pocahontas.
It's 7 feet blue people, fit blue people. They're, for some reason, they were very, both the men and women of the blue, whatever they were called. They were pretty attractive.
They were like slightly stereotypical blue rasters.
Oh, but they
had like these dreadlocks and they had a thing that plugged into their butthole.
They were kind of, it was kind of an allegory of colonialism, but they were really hot, like...
Yeah, she had great boobs.
They're like really fit Smurfs.
Gorgeous, gorgeous blue boobs.
Like, if you wanted to...
But also, this is a little factoid for you.
Right.
The reason that Avatar is the highest grossing movie of all time... is because cinema tickets were twice as expensive because it was the first big 3D film.
So it's not adjusted for inflation. Oh, right, I see.
It's not adjusted for inflation. Right. They charged people £9 more to go and see it because it was a 3D, one of the first 3D experiences.
Right.
Which, as we all know, 3D cinema has since become totally normal and everyone loves it.
Yeah, yeah. It's been...
So anyway, Jurassic World, let me explain the premise of this film as best as I can remember it.
Sure.
It's not... this is maybe slightly wasted, giving as soon as you haven't seen the film, right? But basically, they open the Jurassic Park eventually, and it becomes basically this huge Disneyland-esque thing where 20,000 people at a time are on the island. It's a beautiful hotel, and it has all these corporate sponsors, and people go to see the T-Rex and all the big dinosaurs, and they have like 50 types of different dinosaur. And in Jurassic World, what it is in the how humans got bored of the space program. Like in 1969, everyone was tired of it. So, or whenever it was, Apollo 13, 66. So it was basically because the spaceship broke in space, everyone was watching it. But no one watched the launch because everyone was over it. We landed on the moon.
Next thing.
You know? You know, it's like, you know, I put Tony Hawk 1. That was a good game, but no one cared about Tony Hawk 2. I've done it. Show me something new. Right? Yeah. And so everyone's bored of dinosaurs. So they invent a dinosaur called, like, the Pterosaurus.
Yeah, where they crossbreed.
They crossbreed. They basically inbreed.
Really mean
fuckers. It's like
fuckers.
A bit T-Rex, a bit Velociraptor, a bit all meat-eaters. And they make this, like, really super intelligent, camouflageable thing, which you find out later on is the military trying to weaponize dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Because they're basically stealth, because they can't be picked up by aircrafts.
Mm-hmm.
So they make this, like, super hybrid dinosaur under the guise that it's a tourist attraction.
Right.
But it's actually meant to be a weapon.
I'm going to say it now. It's a strong setup.
Okay. Is it?
It is a strong setup.
All right.
It is.
So basically, obviously the dinosaur gets...
I mean, it's fucking crazy, but yeah.
The dinosaur gets loose.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Yes. So... And he pulls out his own tracking device. They're like, oh my God, it's so interesting.
How does he do it with his small little
clever.
Yeah, small little arms?
Like, yeah, that's why. How does he reach behind himself? That's what I don't understand. That's why it's a plot hole.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they should have included a scene where he tried to and he couldn't.
Yeah, it's annoying that you don't see it.
Because that's drama, isn't it?
Yeah.
The stakes are there. He has a formidable obstacle.
Yep.
His tiny little arms.
Little T-Rex arms.
His little arms. He can't get any purchase. Do you know when you're trying to scratch your back?
Yeah. It's just that
sometimes,
spot.
Sometimes you need someone to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a bit like that.
Yeah. Well, the dinosaur, they bred two of them, but he killed the other one.
Right.
It's like alpha. Weird.
So he managed, like, somehow to rub up against the tree and get his tracking device.
So this is the plot of the film. So that's where it starts.
Oh, okay.
It's the dinosaur gets loose.
Right.
And they have to evacuate Jurassic World.
Right.
Right. And I don't know when they upgraded it from park to world. I don't know when that bit happened.
And yeah, not terribly important aspect, is it?
They don't explain it.
No, because it's not important.
So what they do, and this is you know, this is like giving away the plot line.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a spoiler alert.
Okay. Right? Just in case you're going to go out right now and rent it, but go on.
So the way that they get rid of the dinosaur.
Okay.
They go, oh my God, there's a dinosaur loose in the park. What do we do? So they just set loose the T-Rex.
Ah.
Which then they get in a fight, an epic fight of magnetheric proportion.
Right.
And then the T-Rex kills it, and then the film ends. And I watched it and was like, hang on a minute, no, there's still a dinosaur free in the park.
Yeah, they can beat up a,
like,
you know.
There's still, basically, this is like the old woman who swallowed a fly.
Right, yeah.
And that's the whole movie, and it just ends.
On the T-Rex going, so what, looking at the... helicopters hovering overhead, and they have a moment. Where,
no, it
like,
just roars.
We were on the same team briefly.
It's like looking over. The film ends with the T-Rex on a cliff top, like looking out, like the end of an action film, where the guy's like watching the sunrise.
Right.
And the T-Rex roars, and then the credits roll.
I'd like it if it went to the cliff edge, just committed suicide.
But that's not solving a problem.
It is for him.
No. I mean, that's not solving a problem by going, how do we get rid of this dinosaur? Well, let's just put another dinosaur there.
I would have him, like, after he killed the super dinosaur, he tried to swim but fail to another island. So he's, like, he's trying to do breaststroke, but his arms won't let him.
And he dies.
And he sinks. The end.
The end.
The end. And just the last image is, like, you know how bubbles bubbling up onto the surface of the sea? Just a big bubble comes up.
I think they should have bred the dinosaur with the fat guy from Jurassic Park 1, Dennis Nedry.
Right, okay.
That would have been a fun film.
And the final line can be, wow, he's really T-Rexed now. And that's it. And then Goldblum just does his thing, and that's this. Well, it sounds like a wonderful film, Josh.
It's terrible.
Right.
It's not that great. Chris Pratt's good.
Didn't you see another film with Woody Harrelson?
I have seen other films. Oh, yeah, I went to the cinema. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you saw a very unique film.
Yeah, I went to see Lost in London.
Yeah.
Which is Woody Harrelson, Owen Wilson and Willie Nelson. And they made a movie in London.
Mm-hmm.
And they started filming it at 2 a.m., and at 2 a.m., it got live projected into a cinema.
Yeah.
And I sat in the cinema and watched the film.
So they were just, it was pre-rehearsed, and it was a single camera following Woody Harrelson around in a rehearsed
single camera
show.
Yeah, 24 locations.
And it was a film. So
90-minute movie.
Can you imagine being the camera guy on that?
It was one camera guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy, he's the hero, isn't he?
They did a Q&A afterwards, and it was all about the camera guy.
Yeah.
Basically, no one cared about the actors.
Of course, why would you?
He was the star. He was the star of the show.
Of course.
But what they didn't really anticipate, right, is that because it was 2 a.m. on a Thursday night that the film started,
yeah,
everyone in the cinema was fucked.
Right.
Like, I went in with a friend, and she was so drunk that the film started, and she just went, "So wait, is this live? This is now. This is in now. Happening now." And I went, "Yeah." And she went, "Is that in L.A.?" I went, "No, it's in London." And she went, "But..." And then I looked over at 4 minutes later and she was fast asleep.
She was like, yeah.
She slept through the whole film.
She ruined 4 minutes of the film for everyone, then fell asleep. Was it good?
It was all right. Yeah, it was good. It was more the experience that I really enjoyed.
Mm.
You know, the film was good. Mm. But it's nice to stay up late.
Right.
It's exciting.
Yeah, you like staying up. Yeah. Staying up late.
It's nice to stay up.
But also, it's an event. It's an event. We don't have events anymore, really.
No, we don't.
We don't have event TV because you can just watch it anytime you want.
Yeah.
You don't like films... What have you, but this is something everyone, it just happened.
Yeah,
you
know? It happened and now it's gone.
It's existential, you know. Well, didn't they record it?
Well, they filmed it, yeah. And they'll put
and
it
they
on,
recorded it, yeah, yeah.
They'll put it on iTunes or whatever, or Netflix, but it's not really...
It wouldn't stand up.
Yeah, I think because it was filmed live.
So it's the avatar of the live-action film genre.
Hmm, interesting. No.
Right.
Because...
There's no Fiat Blue people.
Yeah.
They fair enough.
Cost £4 billion.
Okay.
Yeah. What else happened this week? Did anything else happen? Should we go to the letters? Well, oh, that's a new thing. We have a new logo this week. New logo, new website, same shit show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we're billing it.
Yeah, we got a graphic designer.
We paid some, you're in the picture this time.
I'm in the well,
it's weird
yeah.
that you haven't been for the last year and a half. We went to America and then we changed it for the Warped Tour and then just never could be bothered to change it back.
Well, yeah, it started to get a bit much when it said the official podcast of the Vans Warped Tour 2015.
Yeah.
And we were entering 2017.
Yeah, so we've rebranded, reshifted.
Yeah.
New website. You can go to the archive, excitableboypodcast.co.uk.
Mm.
We have all the old shows on there.
Yeah.
We have a link for subscriptions. We have news, which the news is just, here's the podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
And we have, we're going to have, so we should we do a store? We can do merch now.
Yeah.
We were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make some t-shirts.
We'll but make I don't some know, shirts.
Yeah, but who the fuck's going to buy t-shirts for a podcast?
Yes, that's a fair point.
Who would want a t-shirt for our podcast?
Yeah, it's a bold experiment, but I'm excited by it.
Is it just stupid to assume that people are going to spend £15 on a t-shirt that says join us next week for more nothing?
Yeah.
Well, hello.
Well, you'll never know. You'll never know.
Should we do it?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, yeah, sure, why not? Give it a go.
Why don't we try and monetize this bitch?
Yeah.
You know?
We should get a donate button.
You know, like how hip-hoppers can be, like, entrepreneurs and they start drinks companies.
Hip-hoppers.
And then, yeah, like hip-hop
guys. They're
not
called hip-hoppers.
Hip-hoppers.
Right.
Rappers.
Right.
They're, like, quite clever with their money.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go, hey, now I make hats and roller coasters and stuff.
Yeah.
So we should, we should start monetizing on the bulldozer of success that is the Excitable Boy podcast.
Yeah.
What do you think, guys?
Formidable.
Are you gonna? Would you buy?
That means formidable in French.
Would you buy any? would you buy any podcast merch?
What? Yeah.
I'm asking the listeners. I'm not asking you.
Go on.
Would you
buy it? Buy it, you cunt.
Don't call me a cunt.
Buy it.
Would you?
Well, that's what all adverts do, isn't it? You really all the subtext of all adverts is
buy stuff.
You're unhappy. Buy stuff. So you
I can. Think legally.
Buy stuff. You can. Go on. Buy it. Buy it.
We've said this before.
You're incomplete. This will make you complete.
I think every television advert should say at the end of the advert what they actually want you to do.
Yeah.
So, like, when it's Nat West and you see, like, the multicultural family, you know, and he's, like, he's like ploughing a driveway. He's doing some kind of work that the family doesn't appreciate, and then
ploughing a driveway.
You know, like
in
snow,
like, a plow
like getting the snow out,
shoveling.
Yeah, is that not ploughing?
No, plough. You need a
snow
machine.
Plow. Okay, yeah. So he's like shoveling snow off the driveway, gritting it.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just goes, NatWest. You don't have to be hardworking. Da da da. 5% APR. Da 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 da. NatWest for a healthy, happy family bank life. And then at the end, it should just go, we want your money.
Yeah, yeah.
I think legally, every advert should have to do that.
In a very flat, psychotic tone.
Yeah. You know, you get the John Lewis,
all those kind of things, and we want your money.
Yeah.
Just like,
they should all be Ray Winston.
Yeah. We want your fucking
the end
money.
Of every advert should be Ray. Like, if it's John Lewis, and it's, you know, a fucking tortoise learning how to love. So, and then at the end, it should go, we want you to come in and buy a TV.
Yeah.
That's what it should do, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think every advert should do that.
Please buy stuff.
Yeah. So go on our website and buy some stuff
that
isn't on sale yet.
Being honest.
We'll tell you when it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do the letters?
Yes, indeed.
Every week you can write into the show. Oh, wait, we need to leave a break here. Hey, are we doing a live... We have a live read advert this week.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
We're not getting paid for it.
All right.
But I just want to advertise an exhibition.
Oh yeah,
so there's a guy, an artist who told us that he's a really good painter called Joe Simpson,
mm-hmm.
and he paints like Lego figures and toys and stuff, mm-hmm. as well as other people. He's very talented,
mm-hmm.
but he told us he came to a show, right, Kenneth Ski.
Yeah.
And he said that he listens to the show while he paints, which just seems like I feel so guilty about how much better his paintings could be.
Well, in the spirit of Tom Hiddleston. I'm so thrilled that I could help him to paint those pictures.
But Figure Paintings.
Right.
Is a series of paintings by Joe Simpson of the toys and action figures from his childhood. The collection is a love letter to the action figures of the 1970s, 80s, and 90s.
Hmm.
Fuck anything older than that.
Yep.
Yeah, if you like toys beyond the 90s, you're an idiot.
And where is it?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you the original 34 paintings will be exhibited together for the first time as a solo exhibition at the Old Truman Brewery, Shop 11, Dray Walk, Brick Lane, London, February 24th to the 5th of March, 2017. Open every day, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m, and admission is free.
Great.
So go in there, buy a painting,
mm-hmm.
and Joe, if you're listening to this episode, just give us a cut.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll send Ray around.
When you make the purchase, you say Excitable Boy Podcast, we get a kickback.
Yeah.
5%.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
If you go up to Joe, if you find him, mm-hmm. go up to Joe and say, Excitable Boy Podcast, he has to give you a painting for free. Because that's just the rules.
So every week, let's take a break here, actually.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and see if there's any adverts. Were there any adverts last week?
I don't know. Anyway. It's like an unreliable boyfriend, isn't it?
What, the adverts on our show?
The adverts. They show up, sometimes they don't, sometimes they stand you up, you know?
Well, let's find out right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That was good. Those are good products.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those are good. Thanks for the money. Every week you can write to the show, EVP at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problems you might be having, like a work problem, such as...
Okay.
You work in a normal office, but the job you had before wasn't at a taxidermist. You like stuffing animals. So one day you bring in a stuffed possum. You bring it in and you show everyone. Then it upsets Sandra because she believes in animal rights. He goes, it's just a possum.
Possum?
Do the possum dance with me.
Here's the possum dance.
Do the possum dance with me, Sandra.
Get your possum out. No, wait, sorry, do the possum dance.
And she kicked me in the knee.
Knee.
I fell to the floor.
Ow.
Other people were shocked.
Shocked.
Sandra went, right, fuck you, I'm taking this possum. And she ran out into the parking lot. She took it in her car. You chased her in yours. She drove it to the Thames and threw the possum in. Possum in, possum in, possum in, possum in, possum in.
Thames.
Possum in, and you're possumless now, you're possumless. And it's down at the Thames.
Do the possum dance with me.
It's possumless.
Do the possum dance with me, Sandra.
The Thames isn't bottomless.
Do the possum dance with me.
Can you dredge it up, maybe not?
Do the possum dance with me, Sandra.
Well, my possum's gone. Possum?
Yeah, something like that.
Or a relationship problem, like, should we go up a key?
Yeah, go up a key, why not?
Oh. You're going out with a girl called Mary.
Mary.
It's quite a new relationship. About a month in, you make a confession to her. You say you, every time you walk into a room, you want your theme tune played. You play an old little tape of a theme tune, and you say it's a deal breaker. So you try it for a couple of weeks. Every time you walk into a room, she has to press play on the tape, and it gets wearing.
Because it's an old tape, or just because it's annoying?
Just, it's a triumphant kind of song, and she doesn't respect him that much.
It goes, Dave's in the room.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's it. So
one time he comes in, he presses play.
Dave's in the room.
And she loses all respect for him at that moment, and she dumps you. Dumps you, dumps you, dumps you, dumps you, dumps you, dumps you, dumps you. And also plays it online. It goes viral because you filmed it, and now you're humiliated. And you're under the you're not doing well under the crushing strain of the public humiliation, and you consider suicide, and you start to re-examine your life.
That's it.
Or a sex problem, like Dave's in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a sex problem.
He like paid £10,000 for it as well.
Or a sex problem, like.
Insects, 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 insects turn you on.
That's it.
Little ladybug.
Little ladybug.
Or a man bug.
Ladybug.
We're not discriminating.
Ladybugs.
Ladybugs are fucking weird. What's that little yellow shit they leave on your finger?
Shit.
Is it?
Well, what else?
I thought it was like a defense thing, but they just weren't very good at defense.
Oh, like squids.
Yeah, like a skunk.
Yeah, but why would a ladybug produce yellow stuff?
Maybe it's
escape.
Poisonous. I don't know. Maybe they're just useless. They are pretty fucking pointless.
They do
aren't
look
they?
Pretty shit. I don't know what they do.
I used to see ladybugs a lot when I was a kid. I don't see them anymore.
No.
What happened to them?
Trump.
What did he have against ladybugs?
I don't know, man. Things are changing. We have to march.
I have been told by a legal department to say that these are not that we are not trained advice givers, and any advice we do say should be taken in jest.
Mm.
Dear Josh and Tim, I listened to your show last week with the letter about the gym.
Yeah.
And it inspired me to write in with a similar problem. What was the letter last week?
I forget.
Mm. I remember. It was the guy who housemate saw her boyfriend in the gym and thought he was cheating on her.
Right.
For New Year, my boyfriend vowed to get himself back into shape by going to the gym, he said, 3 or 4 times a week. He gets up early or comes in late from work and says he's been working out. However, with his gym membership, I can track online how often he is using it. Brackets, I can see online how often he goes because I paid for the membership.
Right. As a gift.
It's a bit
it's kind of a back. It's also that's kind of a backhanded gift, isn't it?
That's what my dad got me for
giving
Christmas.
Someone. Yeah, but not you weren't having sex with your dad that we know of.
Well, not that we know of.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we've spoken about on
no,
the show.
Because no.
Some things are sacred.
Something. Yeah,
some
privacy,
things I just want to keep to myself.
Privacy is going to be the big issue of the 21st century, Josh.
Yeah.
And I think it's you deserve.
I think that my dad got me a gym membership.
Right.
And I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, but this partner.
But that's
is
my.
Not,
isn't that my dad just saying?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Josh, come on.
Looking fat.
Look at... No, not fat, but like, what is this?
You're
you look like Morph.
You look like Morph, yeah.
You look like someone got five Twiglets and a Ferrero Rocher and made a little person.
You look like E.T. trying to be a musician.
Yeah, you look like six Maltesers lined up.
Six Maltesers lined up. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, and let's just sort this out, Josh.
Let's sort out the midriff.
Let's fix this. Healthy body, healthy mind. Your life's not going anywhere. Maybe if you have a healthy body, you'll feel better about the crushing disappointment that is you as my son.
Yeah, yeah. At least when, after you've killed yourself, you'll look good with abs on the slab.
Do you recognise this body, sir? Wow, he's in good shape. See, that gym membership paid off. Yeah, that's my son.
He went down swinging.
That's my son, Mr. Coroner.
Yeah.
And I'm sad.
He doesn't not identify you. That's the goal.
Hang on a minute. So this girl is tracking her boyfriend's gym workouts. Can you do that now?
Well, no, but because she paid for it, it's probably in her name.
So she's like logging in on an app.
Yeah, yeah. So she has all the details.
I can see that he's only been twice.
Right.
But he said he's gone at least 7 or 8 times. I'm pretty sad that he's been lying to me, and also I want to know what he's been up to.
Right.
And the truth is if you doesn't want to get back into shape, he should tell me why, and I should confront him about it.
But before you do...
Oh, and should I confront him about it?
Right, okay. Before you confront him at all, you should enjoy his bullshit acting.
Yeah.
When he comes in and goes, how was the gym, baby? And he goes, whoa.
Yeah, ready for a big sausage. Oof. Let's have some sausage and mash.
Just the exhalations that he's going to do as he's lying through his ruddy teeth.
Yeah, he goes.
Ooh, God,
he goes,
yeah, I went and ask him specifics. So, what do you do today? What do you do?
Just reps, really.
Reps.
He's like learned a few words.
Yeah. What reps? What?
Just reps. Exactly. Reps. Cardio.
Yeah, like repetition.
Cardio.
Like jogging then.
Yeah, did some sweat box.
Sweat box. What's that?
Sweat box is when they go in a box and it's hot and you have to exercise.
All right. So yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like Bikram yoga, but without the yoga.
Yeah, but
I think a sauna. Were you in a sauna?
No, there was no. I didn't mess around the sauna.
Yeah.
That's for people who don't want to work out.
How about the twisty, runny machine?
Did that twice.
Great.
Two circuits on the twist and run.
Great. Yeah. The twist and run, right.
I did the one, the walkie uppy hilly.
Good.
Did some weights.
It's paying off.
Worked
out
my triceps, my biceps.
I'm so proud of you.
My triceratops.
Yeah. Proud of you.
My glutes.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Glutes are.
Glutes.
Yeah. The glutes are your ass.
Are they?
Yeah, gluteus maximus.
No way.
Which means, in Latin, big ass.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, just see how long he lies about it. Just wait, watch him bring home fast food and go, hey, listen, I wasn't going to get a KFC, but I had such a big workout, I thought, fuck it, 8 wings and a zinger.
Yeah.
Got you some, babes. Let's eat it together.
Let's eat it together,
Eat it in the bath.
So what is he up to?
How is he working up enough, or maybe he's saying he's showering at the gym.
Mm.
I was going to say, how is he working up enough of a sweat for it to look believable?
Yeah.
Should she confront him?
Well, try not to. Well, maybe just say, are you really going to the gym or are you just bullshitting? And see if he just outs himself. And if he doesn't, just go, well, sorry, but I looked at the details. I know you're not going.
Do you know what I think? I just think wake him up one Saturday morning with an ice bucket and go, come on, we're going for a run and just see how long he lasts.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Break him.
Break him in
break
two.
Him. Yeah.
Break his spirit.
Yeah. And then break his face.
Which is the basis of all healthy relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True love is about passive-aggressive manipulation. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, everyone knows that, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't tell him that you know. Just fuck with him.
Well, at least fuck with him and enjoy the lies.
Yeah.
If you can. But if you find it too upsetting, just confront him.
Just say, how come you haven't lost any fucking weight, fatso?
Yeah.
Now, can you fat shame?
Fat twat. Just because... Well, it sounds like he's not... Well, it sounds like this guy, from the description, isn't obese. He's just...
He wants to get back in shape.
Yeah, he just wants to get back
in shape. Tone up.
I think, you know... I think if you don't have, like, a clinical... If you're not clinically depressed or have a medical obesity problem and you've just got a bit of weight, I think just, you know... I don't know why, but particularly with guys, you can just go, just come on, get with it, you fat twat.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's a lot less pressure on men than there is on women,
right?
I would say... Yeah, just get with it, you fat twat.
Right, there we go. Yeah. Solved.
Just confront him. Just say, I know that you're not exercising. Look at you, you tub of fucking lard.
Yeah.
You look like a half-melted chunk of lard.
Right.
Lose some fucking weight, or I ain't giving you the good sex
anymore. Just say, I want to see the gym, but I don't have time to go. So next time you're there, you just FaceTime me.
Send me some pictures. He'll green screen it.
Yeah, FaceTime the gym when you're there. I want to see
He'll just send a really obvious Photoshop.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when he's meant to be at the gym, see, FaceTime call him and see him cancel it.
I think confront him about it.
Yeah.
I think just like, sell him.
All right.
Dear EBP, this one is called Cousin's Wedding.
Mm.
My cousin is getting married soon and has asked me to be the best man. We aren't that close anymore and I feel awkward about the whole thing. He's putting a lot of pressure on me to take him to Amsterdam and basically let him have a weekend shagging prostitutes. Please help me. I really don't want to be involved in this. What should I do?
Well, go to Amsterdam and then just incorporate it into the speech.
Video footage.
Video, yeah. I mean, I just say no. Just say you don't want to do it, you know. Don't want
to
do it.
I just think go to Amsterdam.
Well, yeah, go to Amsterdam, but don't... maybe construct a stag which doesn't revolve around sex workers.
Yeah.
Go to a gallery, you know? Smoke a spliff. Have a magic mushroom.
I think if he touches foot on Dutch soil, I think as soon as he's there, he's just going to go, "Coop, see you in 2 days," and like he'll be gone, and he'll just shag everything.
He sounds like an awful person.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah,
yeah.
Just tell him that
you're an awful person.
But isn't there sort of an unwritten rule with like some men that like the stag do is the last chance? That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it meant to be the last chance to like boff some other woman?
Well, yeah, I think,
and it's become about the tease. Like now, it's about men popping balloons over their dick at the hen do and strippers at the stag do. But
right.
Wasn't it? I'm guessing this, but wasn't it originally like, "Let's get you laid one more time, Dave"?
It's the last blowout before you commit.
The last blow before the blowout.
Yeah, I think so. I think in a time, in coming from a time where like you couldn't get divorced or it was more frowned upon. Yeah, maybe, but you know. You can get divorced. Do you know what I mean?
No, some people don't get divorced.
Yeah, no, but you know.
Oh, God, what would I do? Oh. Well, I'm your best man.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? The fuck's that noise?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
What? You regretting that?
Well, it's like you've won the election, but you haven't been inaugurated yet. Just let's put it that way.
Well, when are you...
You haven't sworn on the Bible.
Yeah, but your wedding isn't even this year.
Exactly.
So to me, it's a bit presumptuous that you assume we're still going to be friends.
Well, yeah,
in a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know? Exactly, yeah.
Can you retract it?
I think, yeah.
If we drifted apart over the next year and a half,
yeah,
could you retract it?
Yeah.
You could?
By text.
What would you say?
It's a no.
Just best man, sad face.
Re, best man, sad role, face. Sad face.
Yeah.
It's a no.
Knife.
It's a no. Knife. Emoticon. Life moves on. A question mark. No kisses. That's how it's gonna happen.
Okay. So in yours, if you said to me, if you went, "Josh,
yeah,
for my stag do, I really want to go to Amsterdam and just have sex with like prostitutes for the weekend, just because it's my last chance,"
right?
And I go, "Well, Tim, why don't we just go to a bar in London and you can try and meet someone and have sex with them?" And your response would be?
It would be, "Don't be a pussy." Yeah. With that laugh.
Let's go to Amsterdam. Smoke a spliff. Go to where Anne Frank
lived. I would never say that.
Go to the Anne Frank attic.
I'd never say that.
Buff some hookers.
Go there. Was the Anne Frank attic in?
I think it's in Amsterdam.
Is it?
Wasn't it?
I have no idea. I really don't know. Where was she?
I thought she was hiding in Amsterdam.
Oh, I suppose.
Which is, you know, a shame, because it's such a beautiful city.
Right.
You know, it must have been doubly worse to hide in that attic.
Yeah, that's what doubled the horror of it. The 50% of the horror was taken up with not being able to see the beautiful
city. If I had the option of walking...
It was a 50-50 split.
If the Nazis are after me and I'm in Milton Keynes, I'd be happier in an attic.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
Yeah, I just think...
Because I don't want to walk around Milton Keynes, because it's shit.
I just think you got your percentages wrong. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you'd have a point.
If I was in Amsterdam looking out the little attic window, I'd be a bit gutted.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
How did they not search the attic?
They did really well. They just did really...
Was it before people thought you could put humans in attics? Or did they not think they had an attic?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? You
probably have to read around the subject.
I don't think the Anne Frank diary is going to give away the specifics. I think it's more about her personal journey.
But you can read accounts of the time.
Yeah, okay.
And you can read around the subject rather than extrapolating on the basis of no information whatsoever.
Quite frankly,
offending people.
All I'm saying is, if I thought you were hiding in my house, the first place I check is the attic.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we've got to be more original now and come up with original places to hide.
Under the floorboards, attic.
Yeah.
They're the first ports of call.
Yeah.
Then in the walls. It's probably the second, is the third one.
Where can you even hide in a house nowadays?
In a wall. Because you get walled in like a sarcophagus with a breathing pipe. You know, a little straw. Boom. You know, that could work. I mean, it's horrifying.
If you trusted me enough to brick you up in a wall.
Yeah, that's a big if, but yeah, go on.
I would just leave you there.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Funny.
That's really... I believe you would leave me there because you thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were we going to say?
You can't go to Amsterdam.
Just say you're not into it.
Yeah, but it's not about you. It's the best. It's about the groom, isn't it?
Well, no, of course. You just say, I'm not into it. If we disagree, get a new best man. Smell you later. Boom, I'm out.
Yeah, if you're not that tight with him anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Just say, I don't want to be responsible for you banging loads of women. And I don't want to have to look at your beautiful wife in the face on the day of your wedding, knowing that you were balls deep in some hookers.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
We'll write the email for you if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can just forward it. All right, next letter.
Right.
Okay, this one is called Girlfriend's Best Friend is Coming On to Me.
Right.
Dear EBP, please help. My girlfriend's best friend is coming on to me.
Right.
They live together. My girlfriend gets up very early to go to work, and sometimes I don't leave till 11 or 12. And I might be reading the signals wrong, but her girlfriend... And I might be reading the signals wrong, but her housemate often walks around the house in her underwear. Sometimes leaves the bathroom door open when she's getting in the shower.
Right.
She's added me on Facebook and sends me messages like, really nice seeing you today.
Right.
And I'm starting to worry that she wants to have sex with me.
Right.
She's really hot. What do I do?
Ah. Well, how long has he been going out with?
Well, it doesn't say, Tim. Otherwise, right. I would have read that out.
So he's a guy going out with...
His girlfriend. Girlfriend gets up early for work.
And her best friend is...
Being a bit flirtatious.
Being a bit flirty.
Listen,
flirt.
Some girls just like to walk around their apartments naked. Don't read anything into that.
I am.
Right? Just because she's walking... Basically... Just because she's walking around half naked doesn't mean she wants to have sex with you.
Mm.
What that means is that you're in her personal space and you should leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't live there, leave when your girlfriend leaves. Unwritten rule, mate.
But you know what I mean. If something's afoot, you know.
Yeah, if she's walking in being like, just needed a phone charger.
Yeah, I mean, usually people are less subtle, aren't they?
Well, I think leaving like, the door open when you're in the shower...
Yeah, but that's not an invitation. That's just you being...
It's not an invitation,
it has to
but
be more
it's
more overt.
It's definitely ambiguous.
Right.
Isn't it?
No. How open? I don't know. What's the... I don't know. Are we talking like...
I've never left the bathroom door unlocked for a shower in my life.
I see. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If I wanted someone to walk in, maybe I'd leave it unlocked.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I think adding you on Facebook and messaging you saying really nice seeing you is probably the most flirtatious
thing. Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely on.
It's
definitely on. If she can double-cross her friend, then, you know...
Listen, the real moral question you have to ask yourself here is how are you going to get away with shagging your girlfriend's best friend?
Yes, that's the key moral
How are you going to handle this?
Yeah. Just the logistics of lying and carrying it off.
Yeah, you can't do it in the apartment.
No, forget the conscience, you know, your moral sense of self.
Yeah, and just think about the sheer logistics.
Worry about the logistics first, the intensity of the orgasm second, and then the messy emotional stuff.
The feeling of regret that comes afterwards.
The emotional, emotional stuff which will rush in and inevitably crush you and the relationship that you're in.
Sounds like, if you're saying she's really hot, it sounds like the relationship's over between you and your girlfriend.
Why?
Because he's contemplating it.
You can find someone being
he's
in a relationship.
Not saying...
And you can be in a relationship and find someone hot.
Okay, dude, here's the thing. Is if you don't want to fuck her, you just show your girlfriend the texts and you say, why is she walking around naked? I think she wants... Or just say, does she walk around naked a lot? No. Why? Oh, because she walks around naked a lot when it's just me in the house.
Yeah.
If you are genuinely, like, worried and you want to come clean...
Fine.
Then you just say it to your
that
fucking
advice,
girlfriend.
That's good advice. That's
if you want to shag her...
Yeah, yeah. But I say that advice...
Make sure you know when your girlfriend's going away and just pop in.
Just pop in?
Yeah.
Why? Well, under what pretext?
To hammer up some drywall.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard you not mentioning that you needed some drywall done. Is that how you're seriously going to enter the apartment?
Hi, did I leave my wok here?
Your wok?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I left my wok under the sink. Why don't you check while I watch you check?
Right.
You know? Stuff like that.
Stuff like this. Plausible stuff like that.
I think I left my retainer in the bathroom.
Right.
Things like that. Any excuse.
Any excuse.
Thought you might like some bagels.
Well, that's
very symbolic.
That's funnier.
Yeah.
Turning up with some, a big paper bag of bagels.
I bought some frankfurters and some bagels.
And you don't go, I brought some bagels. You go, who wants bagels?
Yeah.
In that tone of voice.
I bought some sweet brioche. Some brioche sweet bread.
Yeah. She goes, what are you talking about? I'm sorry, I just really want to fuck you.
Yeah.
And then she'll go, I'm not sure how I feel about this. And I was like, well.
I see you walking. I see you, baby, shaking that ass.
Yeah.
And just say, look,
just
it's
go,
on.
Come on.
Yeah.
She'll probably just go.
Right. Come on, let's just face facts here. I know you want to have sex with me.
Need we do this dance?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
Speak like an old Victorian lord.
Yeah, come on.
Need we do this dance, left the eyes bestowed upon the public, doth look upon us with judgment?
With your cock out.
Yeah. And just bang it out.
Yeah.
Go.
I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's a good plan. Good plan.
Touchy. Say that. Pull it out and go, touchy, touchy.
Yeah. I think it's a good...
You want to touch it?
I think that's a good choice. Yeah. Either just tell your girlfriend, do you know she does this? And then let the whole thing play out.
Mm.
And then you burn the whole thing. Or go the other way.
Yeah. You might get lucky and get a threesome. And have a really good open relationship.
Yeah, you might be lucky.
All sleep in one room. Yeah. Wait, it might end.
You're honest. Yeah.
You have a three-way that leads to a three-way relationship.
Yeah, confusing sexual experience. Yeah,
you all sleep in one room.
Right.
You're paying way less rent. And then you can turn her bedroom into like a lad's den.
Right.
And now you've got a lad's den and you're not paying much rent.
Right.
Think about it. That could happen. That will probably happen. Good luck.
Yeah. You'll literally be their rent boy.
Yeah. Maybe it's a plan where maybe the girls are trying to double bluff.
Right.
And then she's like, I think I'm going to marry Dave. And then the housemate goes, well, there's one way to check if he's marriage material. Let me try and fuck him.
Oh.
And if he says no, he's the one for you.
Right.
How are you going to try and fuck him? Well, I'll just walk around in my panties and Facebook him.
But that'd be really clever of her, because if she wanted to fuck him, then she dresses up her want to fuck him as some kind of moral crusade. So she either gets to fuck him or, you know, doesn't. But either way, she's blameless. Do you know what I mean? Genius.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with it, nonetheless. Let us know how that pans out if you end up in the beautiful, loving, trusting three-way relationship.
Yeah.
Because I think there's probably 85% chance of that happening. Okay, that's it for the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Go on iTunes. Leave a review.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week. Join us next week for more nothing. Thanks, guys. This has been the Excitable Boy Podcast.
Yes, it has been.
Have a great week. Listen, try not to worry about the future of, you know, the country. Just find someone you like and go and eat cheese with them.
Yeah.
Or if you're a vegan, find someone you like
and
go and eat something less fun with them.
Pop an Edam in your gob.
Yeah.
In your gobbin.
A little gobble.
A little gobble in your gobbin.
Gobble on your gobbin of some nice Gouda.
Nice Gouda in
a
your
little,
gobbin.
A little gobble, gobbin, Gouda gobble.
Level. Lovely.
Mmm, yummy.
Lovely.
Yummy.
Yum, yum.
Anything wrapped in wax that came out of a cow is okay with me.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Josh. I forgot to say this at the end of the show because I'm stupid, so I'm saying it now. I'm recording it afterwards, and through the magic of modern technology, we are going to crop it in and cut it into the edit. So you probably won't even know. You probably won't even be able to tell that I'm recording this the day after. But I forgot to plug a little tour that my band, the Kenneths, are doing this week because I'm stupid. But this week is Independent Venue Week, which in the UK is a celebration of all the amazing independent venues and all the people that make those venues function and are there at 4 o'clock when you load in your gear and work till fucking 3 o'clock in the morning and then clean up, frankly, the disgusting mess that you guys, that everyone leaves. Like, who's doing that? Who's pissing on toilet seats? I honestly think that whoever's doing that is ruining life. And I don't know if ladies, I guess if you're like, I think a lady, ladies, like some ladies squat, right? Which must mean that inevitably there's pee on your seats as well. But I can't imagine it's as bad as, like, the state of some toilets in music venues is just hell. So we're celebrating that this week. We're celebrating the amazing independent venues in this country, and there are so many amazing independently run gig venues, and sadly a lot of them are closing down for whatever reason, and I don't want to try and speculate why, but people are taking less risks nowadays going out and just saying, oh, why don't we just go watch some bands tonight, let's see what's going on, let's go watch some music. It doesn't seem like people do that as much anymore, so I think it's really important that, you know, especially this week for the British music industry, that there's still awareness raised, that there's still these amazing clubs and venues that are still putting on great shows. So this comes out on Wednesday, it's Tuesday, so we've already played in St Albans. So tonight, the 25th, we're playing the New Cross Inn in London. 27th, we're playing La Belle Angèle in Edinburgh, which I think means the Fit Angel. And then on the 28th, we're playing at the Casbah in Coventry. And all the tickets are between £3 and £5. And they're on kenneths.com. And come out, come support some independent venues and some independent bands. And you know, you'll have a good time. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.